Schedule a mani-pedi and send your Ferrari out for detailing, because this week's discovery is all about good looks, money, and murder. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, the lifestyles of the rich and famous may seem like a dream, but there can be something darker lurking beneath the surface. Author Jane Haddam's mystery, Blood in the Water, investigates what goes on behind the gates in a community where everyone has something to hide. The story takes place in Waldorf Pines, an exclusive community that's home to the area's most ostentatious residents. One morning, the pool house goes up in flames, and two bodies are found inside. One is teenage troublemaker Michael Platt. The other is assumed to be the garish woman with whom he was supposedly having an affair. It seems like the classic crime of passion until the case gets complicated, so local police call in former FBI agent Gregor Demarkian for help. Well, Blood in the Water is a layered whodunit with a number of different mysteries at play. If you're paying close attention, though, you'll have no problem finding answers to some of the bigger questions. Haddam does, after all, drop some pretty big hints, and she repeats them a few times, just in case. The story is also loaded with red herrings, many of which are simply left dangling in the end, and those unanswered questions are sure to frustrate readers who prefer more cut-and-dried mysteries. Meanwhile, despite his crime-solving prowess, Demarkian is easily overshadowed by Waldorf Pines and its eccentric residents, all of whom seem to be hiding their share of secrets. The delightfully overdone characters promise an intriguing mystery, but in most cases they're either underdeveloped or abandoned when they're no longer needed. And in the end, you'll be left wishing you'd gotten to know them a little better. So is it worth splurging on this high society whodunit, or does it deserve to end up on the sale rack? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. Waldorf Pines is filled with wonderfully quirky characters, but Haddam introduces more than she can develop, leaving their stories feeling unfocused and unfinished. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Blood in the Water by Jane Haddam is 282 rumor-filled pages long and is available from Minotaur Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, be sure to visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.